Enrollment opened this week for New Orleans Public Schools for next school year. Parents apply for most schools through the OneApp, a website where they list their preferred schools. OneApp uses an algorithm to try to match them with their top choice. Sounds simple, but there are a lot of things to consider when choosing a school. Ileana Ortiz helps parents through the enrollment process at the nonprofit Ed Navigator. She sat down with WWNO's Jess Clark to share some do's and don'ts of OneApp.
There are more than 80 schools in New Orleans. If I'm a parent, how do I know which school is the right fit for my child?
Well, the first thing is you need to think through what your priorities are. You might not be able to get everything you want, so you have to think about what it is that matters most to you and your family. Is it a certain location? Is it academic programs? Are they certain extracurriculars? Those are all things to really think about.
How much should I be thinking about the school performance grade?
School performance grade is definitely really important. So we always encourage all of our families to look at those before making a decision. But we do also mention that you don't want to necessarily just fixate on, you know, the brand names of schools that are out there. Some schools are really well known and they attract a lot of applications, schools like Baby Ben or schools like Alice Hart. And it's always worth really considering those schools, but there are also some really good schools out there that might be a great fit for your family. We always encourage our families to not just disregard a school just because you don't recognize the name.
So if a school has a D or an F, does that mean I shouldn't list it on the OneApp?
So again, we come back to where there are different schools that are great fits for different families and different students. I know that we have a few students that we work with, you know, that may be attending a D or F school, but they actually have a really strong and robust support for ELL families, families that are English language learners, or even that may be in special education. So we wouldn't necessarily discount them, but there is always a risk that if you do apply to schools that have a D or F and their charter is up for renewal sometime soon, that the school may close. But there are a lot of different factors that play into that.
What's the risk of listing maybe just all the schools that have A's or B's? Is there a risk in doing that?
There is a risk in doing that because if you only do that and then none of them end up having seats available, your child won't have a placement, which means that you'll then have to do the OneApp again in round two, and there's a lot less options in round two of the OneApp. So we always tell folks to try to be flexible and include a mix of options.
There are a handful of schools that are very high demand. For some of these schools, there are dozens of applicants for each seat. What should parents do to increase their chances of getting into one of these schools?
Well, the first thing is you want to make sure that the school is actually on the OneApp. Not all schools are on the OneApp. There are some exceptions like Ben Franklin High, Lake Forest Charter, Lusher Charter, and NOCA, which is the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts. Those schools are not in the OneApp, so if you're interested in those schools, you're going to have to do a different application. There are also some schools that are on the OneApp, like Audubon, that actually have additional enrollment requirements that may be testing or something like that. So it's important to either call the school or check out on Enroll NOLA what those additional requirements may be.
Does it matter when I apply for a school? Like, do I have a better chance of getting into my preferred school if I apply this week, for example?
For the OneApp, you can actually apply the first day or the last day, and it actually doesn't make a difference. We always encourage families to apply at least a couple days before the deadline, just in case there's technical issues on, you know, either party's part. And you can also, once you submit it, as long as it's before that deadline, change it as many times as you'd like. We actually always encourage families to kind of keep an eye on the news because sometimes things come out about these schools and you might want to change your option.
And when is the deadline for main round?
So the deadline for main round is February 22nd, 2019, and those results should come out sometime in April of 2019.
Great. Ileana Ortiz, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Ileana Ortiz is a navigator at Ed Navigator. That's a nonprofit that helps guide local families through the education system. I'm Jess Clark.